Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining us today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I am so excited that each one of you are here today, and I hope that each one of you have had an exciting and fun-filled day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for joining. I hope that you enjoy this episode, and I hope you get the opportunity to go and listen to the previous episodes that we have shared on this podcast. And of course, if you're a regular listener, thank you as always. I truly appreciate you, all of you from all around the world. I appreciate you greatly for tuning in and listening, and I hope that you continue to enjoy. So, today, as I said, I hope you all are doing well. I have had a wonderful day. I am excited to sit down and record with you and chat with you for a few minutes and just have you listen to this encouraging message. And, you know, I hope that you all are gaining something from the episodes that are being posted in this podcast. And I hope that you are applying what you learn in this podcast to your everyday life. And not only that, I hope that you get an opportunity to share what you have learned with a friend who may not have heard about our podcast or may not know about our podcast. Because yes, when I say our podcast, this is our podcast, my podcast and your podcast. So just keep that in mind, guys. Speaking of friends, today we are going to be talking about friendship and what friendship means and, again, how we can be a good friend. Now, we have an episode, it's several episodes back, and it talks about how to make friends and keep friends and be a good friend. So I hope you get an opportunity to go back and listen to that episode, but today I want to talk a little bit more in depth about friendship. So to me, I define friendship as being closely connected to someone in a productive and positive way. For me, a friend should always be able to trust you and support you and be there for you whenever you might need. Also, for me, being a good friend is very important. And it's very important because sometimes you just might have things that you need to speak with a peer about. You may need to dish ideas out to them and say, hey, what do you think about this? Or how does this sound to you? And that friend could give you some positive feedback about what it is that you asked them for. So being closely connected to someone in a positive way is important. You want to be sure that you are putting your best foot forward and giving your best self to your friends. Sometimes friends may not know what to say when they are speaking in conversation, so it is important that you are there for them to support them in a way that is positive. You can give them positive feedback by saying, hey, let me help you out with saying this, or let me help you out with speaking. And let me help you out with learning a little bit more about what it is that you need to learn about. Okay? So keep that in mind as you present yourself to your friends. Be open to your friends, okay? Sometimes I know that a lot of you guys have play dates and, you know, you might play for an hour and then you might run out of things to play games to play, toys to play with, you might run out. And it may be like this awkward moment of silence. I'm sure you guys have heard this awkward moment of silence. And it's like, well, what do I do now? You know, what is it that you can do to continue to have this amazing play date? Well, my suggestion to you is to ask your friends what they want to do. When your friends know that you want to learn more about them and you want to ask questions of them, they become so much more comfortable with you. They're excited. They're like, hey, she really wants to know more about me, or he really wants to hear how my day went. And they become very excited inside, and they want to become your friend more. They may want to become your friend more because they know that you have put a very, very positive effort into learning more about them. So ask them questions. Ask them things about what they like. And it doesn't have to always be positive things. You can ask them about things that they dislike. It's important. That's equally important that you ask them about things that they dislike. And the reason why that is important, guys, is because you will know what not to do. So say, for example, your friend does not like the dark. Ugh. They just dislike it, strongly dislike being in the dark. They don't like the curtains closed. They don't like the blinds down. They don't like the lights off. They do not like anything that has to do with being in the dark. Let's just use that as a scenario. If you ask them that and they tell you that they don't like the dark, you will know that it is very important as your role as their friend to be sure that you don't scare them or put them in an uncomfortable position by turning the blinds down or by turning the lights off, okay? And that makes them comfortable knowing that they can trust you and that they can rely on you to make the best choices in being a good friend for them. So just keep that in mind, guys. And know that you're being a great friend, but you deserve to have a great friend too. So your expectations for your friends should be equally as high as the energy that you are giving to them. And I know that's a big, bold statement, but it's true. You guys are very valuable. You guys are very worthy. You guys are very strong. You guys are very confident. And you guys are very good friends. So I want you to take an opportunity today. We have not done an activity like this in a while. But I want you to take the opportunity to repeat after me and say just that. I am worthy. So I want you to repeat that after me. I am worthy. I am confident. I am strong. And I am a great friend. Very nice job. And if you need to go back and rewind this episode to get those positive thoughts and those positive positive affirmations. To say those again, feel free to do so at any time. You are in control of this podcast. You can press pause, you can press rewind, you can press fast forward, even though I don't want you to press fast forward because I want you to be sure that you're listening to all of the content within each one of these episodes. Okay? So that's it for me today. Be sure that you are being a good friend. Be sure that you are developing positive friendships. And be sure that you are making a great effort to be positive in all that you do. Now, I will say, as part of our Listen and Learn social groups that we hold on Saturdays, we focus on being great friends. And we have an upcoming Friendship Day. It's going to be our second annual Friendship Extravaganza, and I am so excited to be a part of that and share that with those participants that are going to be joining us on that day. It is an amazing event where the kids open up and they share positive feedback and encouraging feedback to their peers inside of the social group. So keep that in mind, and if you don't make that social group, be sure that you're doing that with your classmates. Be sure that you're doing that with your neighborhood friends, and be sure that you're doing that with your siblings as well, because even though you have a brother or sister, those are still built-in friends. Those are friends that you're going to have for a lifetime, so keep that in mind. Parents, as I always say, I thank you for having your kids listen in and tune in. I truly appreciate that. Please encourage them to be positive forces, strong little forces. Allow them to speak out to you and be vocal to you. Be supportive of them and all that they do. Welcome them with open arms and an open heart and an open mind. And of course, an open spirit, a positive open spirit. Know that they are doing their best to be their best selves. So be patient with them. I am a parent, and although my daughter is 19, for you all who have younger children, I've been in your shoes at some point. So I understand that patience can sometimes be tested. But know that your kiddos are doing their best, and just be there to support them along the way. So I thank you for listening, and I thank you for having your kids join me for this go-round. Friendship is very important, and I will say that it is quite challenging to maintain friendships on these virtual platforms and not being in school and having to social distance and everything that goes along with this pandemic that we are living in during this time, but that's what Listen and Learn is all about. We are very heavy on teaching social skills and creating a positive environment for our kids. So if you need to reach me, I always say it in each one of my episodes, you can connect with me via my website. It's listenandlearnllc.com, via email at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. On the business line is 678-919-2117. On Facebook, we are always there, literally always there, with fun and exciting photos and videos. The Listen and Learn business page on Facebook is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. Of course, I say it each week, you can listen to us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm, wherever you listen to your podcast, please feel free to connect with us there. We're there, posting episodes every Friday, unless there's a major holiday or of some sort, but connect with us there. And as I always say, again, I thank you, and until we meet again, obtain your peace and let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.